From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The National Pork Producers Council is calling Impossible Foods' naming of its plant-based products designed to mimic real pork a brazen violation of labeling law. Citing laws that prohibit the use of words that redefine pork, NPPC Director of Science and Technology Dr. Dan Kovich says what's impossible is to make pork from plants. Any adjective placed in front of the word pork can only refine it, not redefine it. It's not pork. It can't be labeled as such. NPPC, however, supports consumer choice and competitive markets on a level playing field. The U.S. trade gap narrowed in November to the smallest in 3 years as exports advanced amid a thaw in the trade war with China, while imports fell to the lowest since 2017. According to AgWeb.com, the overall U.S. deficit in goods and services shrank to $43.1 billion in November from $46.9 the prior month. According to AgWeb.com, the overall U.S. deficit in goods and services shrank to $43.1 billion in November from $46.9 billion the prior month. The figures suggest the gap may shrink on an annual basis for the first time since 2013. Well, expect to see more California-grown avocados on the market. The California Avocado Commission projects a crop of 369 million pounds, up from about 215 million in 2019. Hot temps reduced avocado supplies last year, but the commission says it expects a great 2020 crop. California farmers harvest avocados all year, with peak volumes in May, June, and July. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.